Instead of the organized, disciplined planning groups Cavallo was used to, a room full of civilians were gathered into smaller groups that didn't appear to be working together. Cavallo spotted the Major at once and made his way over.
Sergeant Cavallo, sir. NEM Special Response Team.
That's good news. How many of you?
Just me, sir. I was inbound on a supply run. I've been acting as supply sergeant for the picket boat.
A NEM supply sergeant? No, don't tell me. Later, when we have time. We have a very bad situation here.
Quickly, the Major laid it out. The intruders, the preschool field trip, the information he had so far on station resources.
They don't have anything equivalent to your training. Good basic emergency services, but nothing to handle large-scale terrorist actions. They'd been warned, but they didn't really know where to get the information they needed. That's why I was here. And those kids are really our problem now. The med staff has told me that they're more susceptible to sudden pressure changes than adults. They get shock lung more easily, and it's harder to treat. Same is true of chemical riot control agents or the acoustics. We're going to end up hurting kids no matter what we do, so we have to be very, very fast.
Negotiation, sir.
The Major shrugged, with an expression Cavallo couldn't quite read.
I've got the usual complement of mental health professionals, and two of them have some experience in small-scale stuff. Man holding his ex-wife hostage and threatening the kids, that sort of thing. But nobody with this kind of experience, and I'm not sure they realize how different it is. I suspect that our bad guys wouldn't talk to a fleet officer. And as you can tell, I have an accent that won't quit.
Those new Texas guys?
Don't know yet. So far, we have no contact. The station master cut all comm right away. I've been unable to convince him to reopen at least one line. He's afraid they'll override the security precautions to the main computers, I think.
We can fix that, sir. I brought the demolitions and communication kits from the shuttle.
Good man. Let me get you to the station master.
If they want to kill the children, to make a statement or something, the kids are as good as dead, if they aren't already. We can't prevent it. What we can do is talk to them. Our sources tell us they have very strong family connections, especially to their children. We can hope they are less likely to kill children, more likely to negotiate where children are concerned.
But they think our children are heathens.
Yes, but they didn't hurt the children from the Elias Madero. They wanted to save them. They aren't likely to have planned this for the one day of the year the preschool has a field trip.
Cavallo's Iranian accent had amused his fleet associates at first. After 20-some years, he could turn it on and off like a tap. His implants helped. But at the moment, it might be useful.
Anybody there?
Who are you?
I'm looking for that teacher, Sarah Soren. We're worried about those children.
What children?
Those children in the tram. It's time they was home, don't you think?
What do you mean, having children in a transgraph tram? Don't you care about them?
Of course we care. That's why I'm calling. Can I talk to the teacher, please?
No, you can't talk to her. She's doing what she's told, keeping them children quiet.
But they're all right. I mean, you know kids. They need the bathroom when they get hungry and thirsty. You got enough snacks for them?
No, we don't got food for kids. Your kid down here, mister?
Cavallo had considered trying to impersonate a parent. But kids that age couldn't be fooled easily. If he claimed to be some boy's father and the boy said, "That's not my dad," they'd be worse off than they were now.
No, not mine. But it might as well be. Children are everyone's responsibility where I come from.
And where's that?
Irene.
Oh.
Cavallo wished he'd been able to get a vid tap. Facial expressions would tell him a lot. But the vid pickup was snaking its way through the utility lines, a good 70 meters from Heavy Cargo 2.
Well, it's too bad about the kids, but...
I can get you supplies for them. Food and water. For you, too.
As if that last were a new thought rather than an orchestrated tactic.
Listen, you, whoever you are.
Cavallo chose an uncle's name at random.
Fred. Fred Vallo.
Well, Fred, the thing is, these children are dead if we want them to be.
I understand that.
So you better give us what we want.
If the children die, none of you will get off this station alive.
If you want them alive, you do what we tell you.
But we can't kill children.
Cavallo smiled to himself. Trouble in the enemy camp and talking to a negotiator. They had already lost. If only small children hadn't been involved.
I need to speak to someone who can assure me that the children are unharmed. If not the teacher, one of the other adults on the tram.
Wait.
Cavallo muted his mic and turned to the Major.
You heard, sir. There's at least one who's going to cause their leader trouble if he hurts the children, and so far they're willing to talk.
Yes, but how long will it last? Wonder if he'll really let you talk to one of the adults.
The light blinked on his set, and he turned the mic back on.
Go on. Tell them the children aren't hurt.
But they want to use the toilet.
Tell them.
This is Parcop Kinderson with the Little Lambs field trip. You know about that?
Yes, Sir Kinderson. Are the children unharmed?
Well, they aren't hurt, but they're scared. Especially Bri, because he saw his father get hit. And they need to use the toilets, and they won't let us. And they're getting hungry, and they won't let us get them anything at the tram station snack bar.
Enough! You know this Kinderson fellow?
Not personally, no.
Cavallo had skimmed a file on all the adults with the field trip and knew that Kinderson was a single parent, taking a day off his job as a coder for the housing authority to help chaperone the children.
Seems kind of excitable. Not like a normal man.
He's worried about the children. So am I. How about if we arrange some snacks for him? Or carry pots so they can use the toilet right on the tram.
The tram has toilets?
No, that's why I said carry pots. Families have them here to take along with a small child if there's not a toilet around.
There's toilets in the tram station, though, aren't there?
Sure, but you don't want to let them off the train. They're little children. I'm sure you know about them and how they run around getting into things. It's smart of you to keep them safe in one place.
We want to talk to our women.
Your women?
Hey, don't pretend you don't know. Those rangers' wives you stole, and they're chilling. We want to tell them to get themselves home.
Just a second.
Cavallo blanked the mic and gestured to the station master.
Are there any of those New Tech's women at this station?
No, they left a while back. Why?
Because these fellas came to take them home, that's why. Do you know where they went?
No. I can look on the passenger lists, but that'll only tell me which ship.
Which we don't want to tell these guys.
Cavallo flipped the mic back on.
I just asked the station master and he says they aren't here. They were, but they left a while back.
You're lying! You get us our children or we'll take yours!
I can get you a list.
Cavallo waved and the station master came back over.
We need a list or something so these men know those women aren't here.
There's a directory accessible from the public data ports in heavy cargo, but we cut the lines.
We'll put in a shielded line.
We're gonna blow this whole place if you don't give us our women and children!
Now, just a minute. We don't none of us want children hurt. Let's see what we can figure out here.
Someone held a display screen in front of him with the message, data display at tram station active for our use.
It's true your children aren't here anymore, and it's true I don't know where they are. You, what'd you say your name was?
Dan. You can call me Dan.
Dan, I reckon you think children should be with their parents.
Yeah, that's right. So if our children ain't here, we want to know where they've gone.
The vid scan was in, though distorted by the wide-angle lens. Scan specialists ran tests, converting the image to a correct 3D version. Cavallo made himself ignore that until they were done, and someone moved a screen close to him so he could see it. Now, when Dan spoke, he could see the computer's best guess at the face. Middle-aged, as he'd guessed, the face of someone who had taken difficult responsibility before.
How'd you plan to get him away?
Steal a ship. We done it before.
Good plan.
Cavallo mentally crossed his fingers and scribbled, "Find a small, cheap, simple ship" on the pad and handed it to the Major.
We can just take these children instead if ours is really gone.
But it's not the same, and these children should be with their families.
You offering to let us go?
Would you?
Might.
Cavallo watched the man put down the mic and turn away, talking to the others. He boosted the audio pickup.
You said they was here!
That's the best word we had!
I tell you, I'm getting sick of this. We come all the way from home, working like dogs on that damn ship because you didn't want to spend the money for tickets, which would have been worth it if we'd killed the old buzzard, but we didn't on account of somebody else beat us to the damn draw.
Wasn't supposed to take that long.
And who picked out that ship? Then you say let's get those kids back, and they ain't even our kids! And we have to work our passage again coming here, and when we get here, they ain't here! I don't know as I believe they ever have been here.
Everybody in that bar said they was.
Everybody in that bar was drunk, Dan. They ain't here, and they ain't been here. And what in Sam Hill are we gonna do now?
I'll think of something. Just give me a minute, will you?
Well, we could take these kids.
Hell, I don't want these kids. These ain't our kids or Ranger kids. And what'd we take them in, anyway?
Well, what do you want to do? Give up and let them kill us like they did them Rangers?
We ain't done nothing yet they'd kill us for.
I ain't surrendering nothing. Well, I'm not killing any chillin'. Why don't we trade them for a ship out of here?
A whole ship? You think godless heathen would give us a whole ship for just a bunch of chillin'? They don't care about chillin'.
How's it going?
Cavallo sat back, still watching the vid.
They're fighting over whose fault it is. If I understand them right, this bunch wanted to assassinate Lord Thornbuckle. When they found out someone else had, they decided to hunt up the women and children and capture them. I don't think they're New Tech's Rangers. I think they're a bunch of idealistic fools that went off by themselves.
Cavallo tapped the mic, and heads turned in the vid. Dan came over, almost reluctantly, to pick it up.
Dan! Dan, listen! Are the children still all right?
Yeah, they're fine for now.
Dan, the station master tells me the women and children left 11 days ago on a passenger ship, the Dolphin Rider.
On the vid, two of the other men threw up their hands, and one spat on the deck.
Now, I can't change that, Dan, but here's what I could do.
What?
I don't know if you'd... I mean, if we could get you a ship, Dan, and then the children wouldn't get hurt.
You mean, trade the chillens for a ship? You do that?
Yeah, of course. It's children we're talking about.
A whole ship. A ship that actually works.
Of course.
Cavallo glanced up as someone leaned over and handed him a pad with Mindy Cricket 2 scrawled on it.
I don't know. We'd need supplies.
Cavallo dared a grin at the Major as he flicked the mic off.
They're gonna take it. Now, if they don't cross us, and there's some of them I'm pretty sure won't, where's that ship docked?
It had taken another 12 hours of ticklish negotiation before the children were reunited with frantic parents, the New Tech's terrorists were finally aboard the Mindy Cricket 2, and the little ship lurched away from the station with her usual grace.
You didn't really have to do anything. She's not going to get them anyplace real fast.
Especially not now.
Cavallo had applied the bricks of LUB to best advantage. Mindy Cricket 2 wouldn't make it to jump distance in one piece. 2 hours out, a safe distance from the station, and she'd blow.
We don't need that kind of scum wandering around causing trouble.
Cavallo stretched and grinned at the Major.
Guess I'll go finish the shopping now, if it's all the same to you.
Jake Serrano to the captain's office.
Barron tapped his code into the wall-hung unit to signal his receipt of the message and turned to the sergeant of the compartment.
I'll finish this inspection later, and I'll expect you'll have done something about those lockers.
The lockers had been unlocked, and Barron had already found 3 major discrepancies.
Yes, sir.
All the way up ship, Barron wondered what he'd done. He couldn't think of anything, and Major Conway had actually complimented him the day before. Captain Escobar's clerk gave him no warning glances, just smiled and waved him through. Barron came to attention and waited. Escobar handed a data cube across to him.
I thought you'd like to know you have pay.
Sir?
Apparently your dependents have found honest work somewhere. They're off fleet hands.
Where are they?
Some colony world. Apparently Professor Meyerson and that Lone Star Confederation diplomat found them a place. And someone paid their colony shares. Also paid off at least part of what fleet spent on them. And HQ has forgiven the rest. So you have pay again. I suppose this means you'll be marrying.
I hope so, sir.
From one fire into another. Better give your family time to get used to it. Have your parents ever met Lieutenant Sweeza?
No, sir. But now that I'm getting pay again, if I could get a little leave...
You'd get married.
No, sir. Not right away. I'd get her together with my parents, though.
You have plenty of leave stacked up. Tell you what. Figure out a time that will work for your parents and her, and I'll do my best.
You have mail, Lieutenant.
What is it this time?
Esme's last mail had been a stiff notice from personnel advising her that she should have informed them before accepting appointment as a land bride, and that any request for a variance would have to work its way through the chain of command in her sector, then at headquarters. A cube from Barron. That had to be better than something from personnel. Her heart soared as she read it. Out from under the responsibility for all those women and children, getting paid again. He'd talk to his parents. They wanted to meet her. He could get leave. What about her? He was sure he could enlist the senior Serranos to aid in bending the restrictions about land brides. She, too, had accumulated leave time. Surely it would be possible to meet for a few days, even a week. Somewhere private. She didn't mind meeting his parents, but she wanted at least some hours alone with Barron.